EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy today with highs around 54. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight 39, 55 tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Data from USDA's Economic Research Service details the increase in fertilizer prices. Fertilizer represents an average of 36% of a farmer's operating costs for corn, 35% for wheat, 30% for sorghum, according to estimates from USDA. Fertilizer prices declined from 2014 through 2017 before a gradual increase in 2019. In late 2021, prices began to spike alongside rising natural gas prices at the primary input in nitrogen fertilizer production. By December of last year, the average monthly spot price of natural gas at the Henry Hub distribution hub in Louisiana, 45% higher than in December of 2020. U.S. farmers use three primary forms of nitrogen fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, urea, and liquid nitrogen. ERS estimates an annual price increase of 235% for anhydrous, 149% for urea, and 192% for liquid nitrogen as of December of 2021. Researchers expect the spike in fertilizer prices to affect producer decisions going into the 22-23 marketing year. The United Sorghum Checkoff Program naming Adam York as the new sustainability director, continuing efforts in increasing market value for growers, promoting conservation practices through strategic partnerships, and positioning sorghum as the resource-conserving crop. York will be responsible for developing and leading the sorghum industry sustainability initiatives and will continually assess opportunities for investment and collaboration to increase the value of sorghum for farmers and industry stakeholders. York is a Clark County, Kansas native with a farm and ranch upbringing, K-State graduate, degree in history. He has worked for members of Congress and also joined the Kansas Grain Sorghum as the organization's first program director in 2019. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Shop the President's Day sale event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Deals so good you can't pass them up. Don't miss this limited-time offer at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Find out more by stopping by or go online at twinriv.com. Check their used vehicles, too, including cars and trucks. A tremendous selection at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Again, go online to twinriv.com or stop by today.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Republican legislators in Kansas have overridden the Democratic governor's veto of a redistricting plan that politically hurts the state's only Democrat in Congress. Their action Wednesday likely plunges Kansas into a national legal brawl amid the contest for control of the U.S. House. The vote in the Kansas House was 85-37 to overturn Governor Laura Kelly's veto. The new map splits the state side of the Kansas City area between two districts, making it harder for U.S. Representative Sharice Davids to win re-election. Democrats expect to challenge the lines in court. The Brown County Sheriff's Office reported about 28 grams of methamphetamine was seized during a traffic stop. The Sheriff's Office said on Monday a deputy conducted a traffic stop near 250th and Kestrel. The driver, identified as James Scarberry, 50 of Falls City, Nebraska, was arrested for driving while license canceled, possession of meth, drug paraphernalia, and no drug tax stamp. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Law enforcement authorities investigating a fatal accidental shooting have identified the victim as 14-year-old Forever Latham of Wichita. That's according to Officer Trevor Macy. Just after 4 p.m. on Saturday, police responded to a shots fired call at a home in the 1200 block of East Alta in Wichita. At the home, police located Latham, who had a gunshot wound to his body. He was taken to an area hospital where he died from his injuries. Investigators learned the boy was inside of a bedroom handling a firearm when it accidentally discharged, striking him. A 29-year-old man wanted for killing two people in Colorado earlier this week has been arrested in central Kansas. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office in Colorado said Casey Michael Duvall was taken into custody in Salina on Wednesday. He is awaiting extradition. Authorities responded Tuesday to a report of possible bodies found at a home in Franktown. Authorities have not released a motive for the killings. Franktown is south of Aurora, Colorado. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities in southeastern Nebraska say a man who stole a sheriff's vehicle and led authorities on a pursuit in rural York County caused a crash that killed the suspect, another driver, and a police dog. Television station KETV reports that the fatal crash happened Tuesday night following a police chase in which the suspect reportedly jumped into a sheriff's vehicle carrying a police dog and fled. The man later sped toward a moving train and crashed into the back of another vehicle that was stopped for the train. The crash pushed the vehicle into the train, killing its driver. The suspect and police dog also died in the crash. Police have not yet released the names of those killed. Nebraska lawmakers gave initial approval to a bill that would let workers claim religious or health exemptions to employer vaccine mandates. The measure by Senator Ben Hansen of Blair closely resembles a policy that's already in place at the federal level. Lawmakers advanced it 33-0 through the first of three required votes. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Earlier this month, Kansas State Senator Elaine Bowers reported that Senate standing committees continue to hold hearings and bring forth legislation. Ways and Means starting to work on the budget bill with subcommittee meetings, reporting to the full committee in coming weeks, and the first bills to have a vote from the entire Senate. A bill prompting discussion known as the APEX Act is attracting powerful economic expansion, targeted at industries that will invest at least $1 billion within the state. The governor has proposed incentives, which include provisions for corporate income taxes and etc. Kansas residents can access information on legislation, legislative procedure, state government, public policy issues, and more by calling a toll-free number, 1-800-432-3924. Calls are answered by the State Library of Kansas and kept confidential. Lines open weekdays, 8-5. Callers can also leave brief messages to be delivered to legislators, as well as requesting copies of bills, journals, and other legislative documents. Senator Elaine Bowers from Concordia is available by telephone at 785-296-7389 with comments or concerns.
State Representative Lisa Moser reports conversations regarding redistricting, which is being accomplished based on 2020 census figures, with a proposed congressional map presented for voting. Moser met recently with Olivia Richardson of Marysville. She was a guest with her family. The seventh grader at Marysville Junior High won the Northeast Regional Essay Contest, while the family was in Topeka for her awards ceremony. Moser indicates you can follow the session on the legislature's website, kslegislature.org, or the legislative hotline is 1-800-432-3942. Lisa Moser, representing District 106, is available by phone at the Capitol office at 785-296-7637, and her cell phone is 785-456-3876.
Even as active COVID cases locally continue a rapid decline, with Washington County earlier this week reporting numbers nearly half of those of a week earlier, and CMH in Marysville on Wednesday announcing that the hospital currently has zero COVID positive patients for the first time since September, KNDY lost one of our own to COVID complications. Jen Horn, who had been transferred 3 weeks ago to the KU Med Center, passed away Wednesday afternoon. She had been battling issues since early January and suffered a massive stroke while initially a patient at the local hospital. She was taken off a ventilator with significant lung damage and leaves as survivors her husband Wyatt and teenage son Nathan, a sophomore at Marysville High School, as well as her parents Bob and Karen Smith, formerly of Marysville. Jen Horn was a radio host for the KNDY Party Line and served as office manager and sales representative for the past 5.5 years. Services are pending. A fundraiser toward medical and travel expenses for the family was established earlier online through social media, and contributions may also be left with First Commerce Bank in Marysville. Gail Ann Meyer, age 66, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., will be live-streamed on the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Facebook page. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery at Wymore. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family, great friends Friday from 6 until 8, with a rosary at 7, at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Gail Meyer. Juanita K. Bush, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Juanita Bush. Betty J. Mann, age 96, of Beatrice, formerly of Blue Springs, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Saturday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Betty Mann.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination. Located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Yet another day of sunshine with very mild temperatures as the jet stream continues to sit further north. These warmer temperatures will stick around throughout Friday before cooling down over Friday night and staying cooler throughout Saturday. but temperatures will warm up throughout Sunday and stay very warm throughout the beginning of next week. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s to mid-50s throughout Missouri. Some clouds will move in overnight tonight, but stay very mild, with lows in the lower to upper 30s throughout Iowa and Nebraska, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will warm back up on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 43, record high in this state 79. The average low 21 and the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:25, sunset this evening 5:58.
The seeds of a great gardening season quite literally began in February. Some preseason suggestions are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 10th, the 41st day of the year. Olympic swimming champ Mark Spitz was born on this day in 1950, and it was 82 years ago today that moviegoers saw the debut of that lovable cat and mouse team, Tom and Jerry. It's not too early to look forward to the debut of gardening season. While there is no outdoor work to be done, you can begin to start seeds indoors. One rule of thumb is to start seeds 6 weeks before the last expected frost. You might begin with cool weather vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower, which are generally set out in April. And here's a handy tip for getting those seeds started. Cover your trays with plastic wrap and set them on top of the fridge. The heat will speed up the germination. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find frost dates for your local area at almanac.com.
The Wagon Wheel will serve a Valentine dinner special Monday, February 14th, featuring your choice of filet mignon, $32, prime rib, $30, or lobster cakes, $28. Each is served with baked potato, green beans, dinner salad, roll, dessert, and a glass of champagne. No reservations required. Join the Wagon Wheel in Marysville, Monday, 5 to 9 p.m.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Despite a 31-point effort from sophomore Nigel Pack, a 19-4 run by number 10 Baylor to start the second half proved to be the difference as the Bears completed the season sweep of K-State with a 75-60 win on Wednesday night before a crowd of 6,236 fans at Bramlage Coliseum. Pack was joined in double figures by fifth-year senior Mark Smith, who nearly grabbed another double-double with 17 points and a game-high 8 rebounds. K-State hits the road this weekend to take on Iowa State, 16-8 overall, 3-8. In the Big 12 for the first time this season, as the Wildcats and Cyclones will play at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at Hilton Coliseum. Former Kansas State quarterback Skylar Thompson received an invitation to the NFL Scouting Combine. Thompson is one of 324 players invited to show off their skills. The NFL Combine is where the best collegiate athletes hoping to make it in the NFL test their skills in front of every franchise. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Former Kansas basketball great Bill Linehard, one of the last living members of the Jayhawks' 1952 national championship team, died on Tuesday at his home in Lawrence. Linehard came to KU in 1948 after graduating from Newton High School. He earned All-State honors after being the state's leading scorer during his senior season at high school. At Kansas, Linehard was a three-year starter for legendary KU coach Fog Allen. Preseason honors continue to roll in for Wichita State softball as Addison Barnard and Sidney McKinney have been named preseason third-team All-Americans by Softball America. The duo becomes the first pair of Shockers to earn preseason All-American honors in school history. Both players have been included on a pair of top 100 college player rankings by Extra Innings Softball and Softball America. McKinney is also on the USA Softball Player of the Year top 50 watch list. Wichita State opens the 2022 campaign this weekend at the Bearcat Classic in Huntsville, Texas. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, Thursday night basketball tip-off, Hanover hosting Axtell. Friday night basketball action, Marysville travels to Clay Center live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County hosting Axtell live on FM 95.5.
We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season, and as expected, Twin Valley League basketball is going to be highly contested until the final night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. As teams try to earn some key wins down the stretch, the TBL Spotlight will keep you up to date on all of the happenings throughout the league. The TBL Spotlight podcast on KNDYRadio.com.
This Valentine's Day, Hummus Trucking Incorporated urges everyone to send cards, letters, and emails to the brave military men and women serving far from home. Thank you for your dedication to America and freedom. From Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
Bouquets of tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowering bulbs brighten our mood and indoor decor. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Maximize your enjoyment with proper selection and care. Choose flowers in tight or unopened buds just starting to show color. Once home, recut the stems on a diagonal, removing about a half an inch. Place in a clean vase filled with warm water and floral preservative. These preservatives feed the flowers and inhibit the growth of bacteria that can shorten the flower's vase life and beauty. Tulips will continue growing after cut. Since they grow toward the light, turning them daily helps encourage more upright growth. Or use a tall vase for extra support, or design an arrangement that takes advantage of this. Don't mix daffodils with other cut flowers. These exude a sap that can clog the water vessels of other flowers and shorten their vase life. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We all have causes that are close to our heart, organizations or individuals that we donate to in order to help a need in our community or world. So on the surface, it wasn't unusual that young Wilbur wanted to help his mom raise some money for kids who needed help. However, his story from over a century ago is one that lives on today. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It all began with the Chapman family, living near the banks of the Missouri River in White Cloud, Kansas.
They were missionaries, and they had come back off a missionary field, and they had a son named Wilbur that was with them.
Linda Maris says the family had returned to White Cloud around 1910. While their family was back from one of those mission trips, a visitor came to town with an important message about helping those in need.
Mr. Danner, who was the first secretary of the American Leprosy Association, came to the church and explained to the people about the leprosy in Haiti and the countries in the third world.
Mr. Danner explained that it cost $25 per year to support a child's needs who had leprosy. The Chapman family was inspired to help, and Mrs. Chapman set the goal to donate $250. Quite a sum at the time, to help 10 children. She raised $225. It was then that young Wilbur got involved.
Mr. Danner, when he went to leave, handed Wilbur $3 silver. So Wilbur thought, well, what could he buy with it? And then he told his parents he wanted to buy a pig and raise it and then sell it and send the money to Mr. Danner.
So young Wilbur took that money and set out to raise a pig to raise the final $25 his family wanted to donate to the cause.
He bought a piglet and raised it, and he called it Pete. They raised him on corn and grain, and then neighbors would bring in food when they found out what was taking place, and that's how he grew.
So you may have an idea of where this story is headed. Yes, Wilbur is going to raise the money, but this story gets much bigger, and that boy and that pig have impacted you, and you probably never realized it. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In White Cloud, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
When you're feeling blue, head out to the garden for some relief. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. St. John's wort is a pretty perennial that might help you feel better as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Centuries ago, Europeans grew St. John's wort and used it to treat melancholy. Today, the plant is still used as a natural remedy for mild depression. Mark Blumenthal is the founder of the American Botanical Council. He says St. John's wort is a perennial that's easy to grow in the garden. It blooms in early to late spring, depending on where you live, and the flowers have their own healing qualities.
If you take the little yellow flowers and squeeze them, a little red liquid exudes. Herbalists for centuries have taken that red liquid and made salves and balms and ointments and creams out of it because it has a skin-soothing, healing effect on chapped, dry skin, cuts, bruises, etc.
You can also cut St. John's wort leaves and steep them to make a tea. The plant's medicinal qualities are at their best from first bloom until midsummer. Blumenthal says if you've been taking over-the-counter St. John's wort and having good results, you might not get the same from your own plants.
People could get some kind of antidepressant or mood-elevating benefit from a simple home-brewed remedy. The problem there is you don't always know, and if somebody really has depression, especially mild to moderate depression, they're probably better off taking something that would be reliable from one dose to the next, from one week to the next, instead of just relying on something from the garden, which may or may not give them the long-term benefits that they've come to expect.
While we might gain health benefits from St. John's wort, it's a noxious plant in some rangeland areas. It grows abundantly on the range and can make livestock sick if they ingest it in large amounts. So keep it confined to your garden. Find more tips for growing St. John's wort at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Riverside Market in Blue Rapids has Valentine's ideas, flowers, plants, balloons, and candy bouquets. Plus, when you spend $25 or more, you get a deli coupon free. How about sweet treats from the bakery or a Valentine deli coupon good anytime? Free local delivery, including Valley Heights schools, for your Valentine. It's Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
A story on the frenzied early days of farm tractor manufacturing. Today on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at SIBOtechnologies.com/carbon.
I started the story yesterday about Neil Dahlstrom's new book, Tractor Wars. Dahlstrom is the archivist and historian at John Deere, and his book hits on a particularly notable time in tractor history, the early 20th century. Tractor fans will appreciate the behind-the-scenes stories.
The farm almost didn't happen because International Harvester couldn't afford to build it. They'd invested so much in their other models that they had to postpone the farm all. John Deere had to delay its introduction into the business because three of their top five engineers either left the company or died. There's a lot of what ifs that are part of that. Well, what if Harvester just said, yeah, Farmall, it's testing well, but we just don't think anyone's ready for it, so we're just going to pass. You know, the industry would be quite different as a result of that.
Dahlstrom is hoping the widespread interest in old tractors will mean a lot of people will want to read Tractor Wars.
Going to farm shows across the country, I get to see these machines real life and in person. And that's because people are taking their time and their money and their energy, and they're finding them, they're restoring them to working condition. And I hope this is just another piece of the story that people can talk about.
For more information about the book, follow the link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation has submitted comments on Monday this week to the Environmental Protection Agency, along with the Army Corps of Engineers, regarding proposed changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule. And Courtney Briggs, with Farm Bureau Senior Director of Congressional Relations, explains the details of the comments they submitted.
highlighted the problems with this proposed rule, which range from the incredibly vague terms that they are using to establish jurisdiction to the claim that they made about this rule having zero impact on the regulated community. And we spent a fair amount of time talking about the many benefits of the Navigable Waters Protection Rule and the importance of the exclusions and exemptions, particularly prior converted cropland.
She goes on to say that the proposed changes would be harmful for farmers and ranchers nationwide.
This proposal would greatly expand the federal government's reach over private property, and in particular, it would allow the agencies to regulate ephemeral features, ditches, low spots on a farm field. So it's incredibly concerning that federal protections and federal compliance will be associated with a low spot in a farm pasture.
With the comment period closing, the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers now turns their attention to finalizing the rule.
I would anticipate that we see a finalized rule sometime this year. If you remember back in the summer of last year, the EPA and the Corps said that they would rewrite the WOTUS definition in a two-step process. But it really remains to be seen if the agencies will embark on that step two rulemaking. And finally, most folks who are closely monitoring the WOTUS fight have turned their attention to the Supreme Court, because the High Court will be hearing the Sackett case later this year, which may provide an opportunity for the court to draw a bright line of jurisdiction.
Again, that was Courtney Briggs, the Farm Bureau Senior Director of Congressional Relations, as they continue to debate the Waters of the U.S. rule that's sitting in the U.S. Senate right now. You can find more information about this detail at fb.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Flip that switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer.
Oh, no.
Electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for.
Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the...
Soother Building Supply is proud to support the Seneca FFA and its leaders, who provide the hands-on training, confidence, and education that ensures young members a smooth transition into the world of agriculture, manufacturing, natural resources, and sciences. From your friends at Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate GOP Whip John Thune of South Dakota is seeking to tighten requirements for funding rural broadband through the Agriculture Department. USDA received $2 billion through the bipartisan infrastructure bill for the department's ReConnect program. Under the USDA program, at least 50% of the households in an eligible area must lack sufficient broadband access. Thune introducing a bill that would increase that threshold to 80%. That would bring it in line with requirements for the $42.5 billion in the broadband funding that Commerce Department will distribute to states under the infrastructure bill. Now that the House and Senate have both approved legislation aimed at making the U.S. better equipped to compete with China, the Biden administration is pushing lawmakers to make haste in negotiating a uniform bill that Congress can send to the White House. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said now that we have to move to the next stage and do swiftly. She's urging Congress in the strongest possible term to move quickly and to start negotiations to work on the differences between the House and Senate bills. This is on the House narrowly passing the America Competes Act. There was strong support in the Senate for its version of the competition bill, but the House bill only passed narrowly and over strong Republican opposition. Raimondo noted that the trade title in both bills is the most contentious and downplayed its importance to the overall legislation. She said, while trade is incredibly important to the part of the competition strategy, have to find a common ground and not lose those controversial pieces of the trade title bog down the whole negotiation. President Biden said looking forward to the House and Senate quickly coming together to find a path forward and putting a bill on his desk as soon as possible for his signature. He said America can't afford to wait. And the U.S. and European Union reached a food safety equivalency agreement that will allow trade in oysters, clams, mussels, and scallops to resume. Differences in the food safety requirements halted trade for about a decade. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Fairbury Livestock Company proudly salutes the Fairbury and surrounding area FFA chapters for training their members in the many areas of agriculture. Today's FFA members are tomorrow's leaders in the field of agriculture. From your friends at Fairbury Livestock Company, check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
A student competition called Envirothon is building leadership skills and improving our environment and natural resources on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Competitions and science competitions in our schools. An event called the Envirothon is a hands-on environmental and natural resources problem-solving competition for high school students in the United States, Canada, and China. The competition tests teams of students on five core subjects: aquatic ecology, forestry, soils and land use, wildlife, and an annually changing topic that focuses on current environmental issues. Steve Robinson is the chairman of the National Conservation Foundation, which coordinates the competition. He says the Envirothon was started 40 years ago.
55,000 students start the process during the year, and ultimately one from every state ends up at our international competition. It's amazing to us how many Envirothon alumna are out there doing the work that we like to see being done. 55,000 students over 40 years, that's a lot of folks.
Students who make it to the national level create an oral presentation on the current environmental issue.
Maybe an urban interface with ag, and they have to put together a 20-minute presentation to the judges about how this would affect ag, how ag would affect urban, all the infrastructure, everything it would take to do this, and they'd have to do it without electronics. I mean, they have to just sit down and think through it. But it's really amazing what some of these kids come up with, and everyone's different.
Winning teams receive prizes and scholarships. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Envirothon at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kind of a turnaround Thursday today as we're seeing a lot of the grain market move into the red. Now we see soybeans negative, corn down, and wheat that's moved further down into the negative as well after starting off really strong and seeing some big gains. First thing this morning, livestock, on the other hand, is still kind of mixed, but has turned around and seen a little bit more green on the board as the day has gone along. March corn now is down 2.5 cents, sitting at 644 even a bushel. Kansas City wheat is the first one that it moved down negative, down 12.25 cents at 802.75. Bean market, they've moved further into the negative with March beans down 15 cents right now at 1579.5. The maize also down 13.25 at 1582. Meal markets, meal for March is down 4.5 bucks at 457.40. And the oil still lingering into the green right now with March oil at 54 cents at 64.64. Cotton market still mostly lower here with March cotton down 69 cents at 125.74. The canola for March in the red by $7 at $10.19.60. And the oats for March are down by 3.25 currently at $7.69 even. That is the first time in about 2 weeks that we've seen the oats market dip down into the negative. Over in the livestock, we're seeing it kind of mixed right now, but a little bit higher than what we saw at the beginning of the day. February live cattle is in the green by 5 cents at $142.95. The feeder cattle are kind of mixed right now. March down by 12 cents at $168.15. April in the green by 80 cents at $173.37. Lean hogs are kind of mixed on the board, with February up by 12 cents at $90.35, and the April in the red by 40 cents at $104.37. Over in the U.S. dollar index for March today, they are down in the red a little bit as well, with March index down 15 cents at $95.34. We have 30-year bonds down by a point in the red at 151, and the 10-year notes in the red slightly at 125.28. So kind of lower across the board there. Stock market kind of showing the same story. Dow Jones dropping 385 points at 35,382.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now at Rusty Eck Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month for 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
FFA is a valuable forum for learning so much about agriculture. And Western National Bank wants to thank the Wymore FFA chapter leaders for helping the Wymore area youth develop an interest in ag management and the ag industry skills. From your friends at Western National Bank in Wymore, member FDIC.
KNDY.
on Legends of Country Music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.